If you've ever asked yourself, how can I get clients to find me online? You're not alone. Getting discovered is all about getting smarter. Today, we're talking about the latest trends to creating content that gets you noticed. Hello. If you're new here or you're back for more, welcome to Beauty Babble, where we talk shop about the real stuff behind running a beauty business. I'm Doreen, brand and content strategist and former esthetician.
And I'm Suzanne, Sodesco certified esthetician with over 30 years. Former spa owner and now an educator mentor to beauty pros.
So today we are talking about the latest trends when it comes to getting yourself noticed online. And this is a common concern or issue that a lot of estheticians have because, you know, you're an esthetician, you're not a content creator, you're not a marketing strategist, but sometimes you do have to do it all. So hopefully we can help you with some tips today.
Yeah, this topic, I think, is constantly on everybody's minds or have mentioned it so often that I feel like we've talked about this in different ways, but hopefully we can bring you some new ideas that have popped up, which I find really interesting. So I'm glad, Doreen, that you're here to help us with some of this content building.
Absolutely. So I think this is especially challenging for estheticians because there's such a broad scope of the services that an esthetician provides. Because the first point is to get really hyper-targeted, to get really specific on what you do and who you do it for. And saying esthetician is not being very specific. So we all have our favorite services. So maybe picking one or two and highlighting that as your specialty just to get you going is the first recommendation I would make. So for example, you can be like waxing and nails or something versus the whole scope of esthetician, because when a client goes to search for a service, they are looking for the service. They're not searching for an esthetician. And so it's always putting yourself in that client's shoes and what are they looking for?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because I think we forget that some of us can do a multiple levels of different services and different types of treatments. So how do you hone in and start thinking of that? So if you were doing, like you said, waxing or nails or lash tech, that type of thing. But what if you're a skincare specialist, right? A facial technician, and you offer abundance of skin treatments. Mm-hmm. How do you even start? So I think, like you said, by start with, you know, top two or three. And if you offer different, if I'm understanding, if you're offering different services, you can highlight those two different types of service, or you highlight the topic of the service. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of ways that you can bring attention to this hyper-targeted content, whether it's on your website or on social media. So if we talk about Instagram, for example, Instagram, as of July 10th, we are recording August right now, but as of July 10th, Instagram content is being indexed by Google. So prior to that, only the title in your bio was searchable in Google. But now your captions and your on-screen text are also searchable in Google. So if somebody is looking for, I don't know, an acne treatment, your content could potentially, from Instagram, could potentially pop up in that Google search. So I think now more than ever, it's very important to get really specific, really, and specific, to use those specific words. So if you have a website, yeah, you would do that on your website. But if you don't have a website, you still have that control and you have that increased capacity to be findable, if that makes sense. So I think the first part is just pick one or two, but pick something. And then it doesn't have to be a service. It could be an experience too. Like maybe you're more like into holistic treatments or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I know one that kind of comes up sometimes is like hydrafacials. And let's say you're trying to promote that about yourself. You've purchased the equipment, you've spent this money in it. Now, how do you market it? Instead of just saying you do hydrafacials, you have to have fun with that title, right? Saying hydrafacial for women with sensitive skin in Edmonton and area, or, you know, waxing, you know, clear, whatever that may be, or brow shaping or anything like that in the area, or an actual location, even within, like really diving into where you live in that city could even help. Because a lot of people want to stay close to their community now. They're not wanting to go far away for treatment if they can get it close to home. So sometimes there's that as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because usually when you're searching for something, you're either like, if I'm searching, I search like, you know, West Edmonton or near me or something like that. Exactly. So again, like, what is your client going to be searching for? And try to put yourself in their shoes and have those locations. So how do you do that? In your, if you're doing website, like on your service page, you can include your location, put it in like the header, the headline, or
some of the Edmonton, for example, so they know what part of the city you live in. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to have it in there somewhere, like in the heading and on your page somehow. And then in your, on your social media part, like on your Instagram bio, you can have your, you know, instead of your name. So you have your handle. So mine is @QuipCreative, but then my name isn't, I'm not repeating that. I'm putting brand and content strategist or whatever. Right. Or you can put facial treatments, Edmonton. So it doesn't have to be like a repeat of your business name. Put, make it something that somebody would search for. And then you can, again, do that in your captions. It seems repetitive, but it increases the chances of people finding you. The worry that this could be redundant for your followers is, just think about it, that they're probably not going to see all your content. So you have to keep repeating yourself.
Well, and just to put that in perspective, because I know we love searching the data or the details behind it, or the proof, if you wish. But in the past 5 years, this has increased by over 500% when people are Googling near me. That's huge numbers that have really increased. So these little tips could set you apart if you're out there listening to this. That could be your first thing. How do you show, you know, how close you are? Like for me, I remember with having my spa on the north side of Edmonton, that there was times I sent out things. Did you know it's only 20 minutes from South Edmonton? So I used to try to target people to come, because depending which way the routes they took, it was actually not far at all for them. And in some was like 15 minutes because I knew the roads, right? So I found it interesting because I did get people that way as well. So it does work if you're putting it out there. You'd be surprised. Did I do it all the time? No. But every once in a while, something new about it, right?
And I think that leads nicely into the second point, which is to create content that answers real client questions. So if you already have clients, write down every time they ask you a question. And I honestly write it down, because you'll forget when you sit down to think about, what did my client ask me? I know for me, I draw a blank. I'm like, I've never had a conversation with another human being. I don't know. Because you just get, like, there's nothing. So write it down every time somebody asks you a question. Like maybe it's in your treatment notes or whatever. And then you have a place on your phone where you put it. I don't know. But it really does go a long way, because that can be post on Instagram. It could be a blog. If you write blogs on your website, they're a really great way to increase your visibility. Yes, it's one more thing, but having a blog page and having an FAQ page, those are just more pages that Google can index and people can find you through.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that the more, I don't want to say you have to have lots of pages on your website, but the content that you put in there, the words that you're using, If you're really targeting, let's say, being the best facial technician, then in their best facial for or best facial treatment, like you're repeating certain keywords throughout your blog, throughout your service menu, things like that, right? Is kind of what you're saying. Or the best facial treatment is lymphatic drainage. Here's why. And that could be in your blog, right? So there's different ways you can play with these words to catch. And then you put that in your Instagram now. There's another way that people can find. Because it just sort of, the internet's out there and it's sourcing in the most key words, I guess is an easy way to say it, isn't it? Kind of that.
Yeah.
It's the way that,
and I think
that searches those key words.
And if you like, if blog or FAQ is too overwhelming, then this could be just how you create your content. And actually, I think when we talk about keywords, it's really important to maybe unpack that term a little bit, because not everybody is, you know, I'm sure you all heard keywords, keywords, but it's like, what the heck, how do I find these keywords, or what are keywords? So keywords, just basically what they equal is the search words that clients would use when they're looking for a service that you might offer. And sometimes you can just like play around and just go on Google and put in these searches and see what comes up, and then go through.
YouTube was a good one too, because it's a lot of those are actual questions being answered kind of thing in their titles, right?
Yeah.
So YouTube could be another way of doing where you're just searching. I think we do it really well with the best takeout pizza in West Edmonton, right? Like, it'll narrow that down, for example. But how can we bring that into the service, and you can get it down to the specifics of the treatment itself? Like, is it brow waxing, is it, I don't know, what's another one, acne treatments, or, you know, if you're doing holistic, like the calming treatments, that type of thing, or lymphatic for the acne treatments, like trying to find the key words and breaking it down might help a little bit more.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times, like, your clients are probably not going to look for lymphatic treatment, right? What is their problem? What's the underlying concern? And really kind of going under that. Some ways that you can discover the right keywords is to, if you have a new client and they found you on Google, you can ask them. That would be the easiest way. You can also check out what other people, your competitors, other estheticians are doing. And it's not to, like, this is not about copying, but it's about like seeing where they're going. Like, you can find somebody who's like a specialist in waxing and see how they're using their terms and adapt it to your specialty, be that lashes or facial or whatever. There's also tools that you can use online. There's one that's called Answer the Public, and you'd put in like one term, let's say like facials or acne treatment, and then it would give you different ways that people search for it. So it's like, what is, or who, it's a really cool tool and it's free. So you can try that.
The description. We'll add that to the description so people can find that. It's a great
tool. Yeah. And I mean, there's tons of tutorials on YouTube for people who show you how to use Answer the Public. How do I use Answer the Public? Go on YouTube and then you will find lots of videos on that. I think investing a little bit of time in doing that is going to help you tremendously, because you just need to write down like a set of keywords, and then you can use that repeatedly in your content. Unless, I mean, if you're in a position to hire somebody to do that for you, great, do that. But a lot of us aren't, right? So we do have to take these steps. And I always find that these tutorial videos on YouTube are super helpful. So I would just recommend doing that.
I think
that. And then you also touched on like searching Google, but you can also search in Instagram as well. So what do I search? Like, you know, what am I going to look up if I want a facial or something? But type that in and see what comes up on Instagram to see what kind of content is you're coming up against, and how do you use that to inspire your creation of content.
Yeah. And I think the more you see people's contents is more, then it can be more authentic to what you like. And you think how, oh, I really like how they lay this out and they say it or do it. And again, you're not copying them, but you can get a take on it and how to make it about yourself. Because that's the thing, is you still have to be authentic to you, the person behind the scene. As you said, you are the brand. If you're a solo entrepreneur, you are the brand. So you have to keep looking at it that way.
Absolutely. Okay. And then the third thing is to go visual and mobile first. The mobile first is really important for like web. If you have a website, just make sure that it's built for mobile devices versus like desktop, because most people consume content on their phones. And then for your visuals, for Instagram, I know reels are huge, but you can also do carousels. Carousels have the highest engagement of all content on Instagram. It does take a little bit of time, so just be really consistent. And it could be as simple as like before and after pictures. You can have the first image in that carousel be the side by side, then the next image be the before, the next image after that be the after. It doesn't have to be complicated, but I would just don't post just one single image, just try to do a carousel, because they do have higher engagement.
I think too, people have to trust the fact that you just need to try it and do it, and you're going to learn from it and be patient with yourself. If you're on your own and doing this stuff yourself, you know, it's going to take some time, and just devote that time every week, a little short time. If you can increase it week by week so you have more time to do it, it will get easier to do it. So think about, like, what I always tell professionals out there is that, because, like, I'm not good at this. It's like, but you haven't tried. It's like saying, I'm not good at waxing, and you're not willing to try to do it and learn. Why do you think you have to do so many quotas? Why do you think you have to do so many things? It's practice, and it's no different with this as well. And some are going to be hit and miss, of course. You didn't get a lot. I think people also go by, well, I didn't get any likes or comments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's frustrating for a lot of people too, because they're relying on that to say if it works or not. But you really don't know how it worked. It could lead up to 10 of your different posts before someone decides to call or to book with you or to follow you. It takes time. And you just, like you always say it, consistency. You have to be consistent. Don't give up. It will increase. I'm following a new graduate of ours, and we had a brief chat about the whole, you know, online world, we'll call it. And, you know, I said to her, I said, just film your whole treatments, and then you can pick apart, do a few different people if they allow you. And like you said, a carousel, a reel, you could have a reel of different people at different points, the cleansing and a different mask and a different removal of mask of a different person. And all of a sudden you get chopping up and doing things. And I said to her, if you could commit to this, say, for 3 months straight, where you're going to allow the time. Now I asked her, so how are you doing? Your content looks great. She's doing really well. I can see it. And she's getting more people commenting now, but she's consistent. She does not do it, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I give her a lot of kudos for that, especially starting out. It's hard to get out there. Yeah. You're not fully busy, so you do have the time. And I said, so take advantage of this now, because you can reuse content later when you are busy. You won't have to be fumbling around trying to, oh my God, I need to film again and I have no time. You have time now. Take advantage of setting up your business, right? So yeah, she's been fun to watch. She's been doing really good. I private message her and say that. I love that video. That was fantastic. You know, trying to
That's
help.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, it works. It takes time, like I said. And it's only been 3 months. I think it's been about 3 months since she finished.
Yeah. And I think that I've heard this a lot, and I've seen it like on a lot of Reddit threads where it's like, but I'm not a content creator. I'm not a marketer. If you want to succeed, and if you like, you have to do something. You can't hide behind the I'm not a content creator. Great. You don't have to be a content creator. You have to do something. I mean, showing up online in some capacity, whether it's your website or your social media, is important, but then you also can go out and network and talk about your services and tell everybody what you do. But you do have to step it up. You're not, unless you're working for somebody who owns the business and they pay for the advertising, I think you do just have to put your big girl or boy pants on and just go do it. It's not going to be, it might not be your favorite thing, but just always think about the payoff, and hopefully you can get busy enough and successful enough that you can hire somebody to do it for you down the road. You don't always have to be the content creator. You don't always have to be doing this, but you have to start.
Yeah, somewhere you have to start, or that is the investment to your start. You know, like you can, if you have a spreadsheet with all of everything that you bring in from treatments to selling product, and maybe you're going to commit to 10% of that to put away, so eventually you have a little extra, and then you could just go out and hire if you really don't like it. You know, there's ways to do it. We have to be committed to taking part. Because, I mean, what is that quote with that we saw, that over 70% of Gen X and millennials are relying on videos and visuals before they choose their treatment? That's 70%, right? That's a huge amount of people that are looking at your content. And before they decide to come see you, they're like, yeah, you know, she's amazing. And they can watch it. How many times have we done that? Not just in our treatments, in anything we decide. It could be a hairstylist. It could be a new restaurant. It could be anything. And you're like, looks amazing. I want to go. I want to try it. And you don't do it. And all of a sudden, the one day, you do it. That's the step. Yeah. There's contemplation first, yeah. Right? They start thinking about it. You got to get that in their head first. And maybe they're maybe you're the one that pops up all the time now that they see it. And maybe then eventually they're following you. So you're there all the time or often enough, I should say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to keep the visual content going for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that there's some, I can't remember the number, but I think some before people purchase, they need to be exposed to the same thing, like at least 33 times or something like that before you make a purchase. So repeat, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time. You can be repetitive in how you say what you say. Just pick a different video and then say the same thing. It doesn't, you don't have to be coming up with it. Unique idea every single time. Just find different ways to say the same thing and reinforcing the message that you're trying to send. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll wrap up today with just a few additional tips. The first one being refreshing service and location pages and treatment details quarterly. This is more like geared towards web, but you can refresh your Instagram bio, maybe revisit your keywords quarterly, like coming up with thinking seasonally and what are people going to be searching in, how would their search change seasonally?
Or they can look at their content videos of the last 3 months, right? Go through it and see what you see. Oh, it's like, oh my God, I've done that same cleanse and brushes like 8 times. I need to change that. Like that, it could just be as simple as that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can update that leads into the update seasonal offers, image or visual content. So changing it up a little bit. And then the last one is monitoring your performance. So this again goes side by side with like, you just have to do it. If you're on Instagram, you get access to the insights. They inform you like what's working and what's not. If you keep doing something and it's not working, stop doing it. Try something else. And it is a lot of trial and error. And people who do this professionally, myself included, it's still trial and error. You still have to try it and you got to pivot and see what worked and what didn't. And it really helps to inform and make your life easier if you look at, you know, your analytics. If you do have a website, then you can look at your analytics through your website as well and see what pages are doing well and what aren't.
Perfect.
Awesome. I think that is it for today. So I think I'll just recap a little bit, just get really hyper specific with your content and what you do and who you do it for, and just use those keywords throughout your website and throughout your content, whether it's captions, on-screen text, and your bio. And if you have any questions, you can drop them in the comments below or reach out to us. Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.